AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden's son Hunter is in a Delaware court. His plea deal on tax charges has fallen apart after the judge expressed concerns about terms of the agreement. The judge, appointed by former President Donald Trump, must sign off on the deal. Kevin Spacey has been acquitted of sexual assault in London. The AP's Margie Zaralletta has the story.
Kevin Spacey had tears rolling down his cheeks as he was found not guilty to 9 charges involving 4 men in alleged incidents between 2001 and 2013. It also happened to be his 64th birthday. Spacey faced a possible prison term if convicted. Spacey testified he was a big flirt and either had consensual encounters or made what he called a clumsy pass. Prosecutor Christine Agnew told jurors Spacey was a sexual bully and hid behind his fame. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
Republicans are pushing a possible impeachment of President Biden. Colorado House Democrat Joe Neguse says this is a political sideshow.
4 months ago, we're talking about impeaching the Homeland Secretary. Then they talked about impeaching the Attorney General. Now, apparently, talk of an impeachment inquiry with respect to the president. Apparently, the extreme MAGA Republican wing of the House Republican Caucus would like to impeach every single federal official if they could.
Israel's highest court says it will hear petitions in September against a divisive law weakening its power passed by the parliament earlier this week. Inflation has steadily eased this year, and Federal Reserve policymakers still think prices are rising too fast and are almost certain to lift their key interest rate by a quarter point later today. Stocks are drifting on Wall Street today. Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen says he will step down in August and hand the position to his oldest son, though Asia's longest-serving leader is expected to continue to wield significant power. This is AP News. Florida may have set a record for the warmest seawater. Forecasters say an initial reading on a buoy in Manatee Bay hit 101.1 degrees.
If you want a free hot tub and you live in Florida, you can go down there.
Yale Climate Connections meteorologist Jeff Masters says 101 degrees is good for a hot tub, but in Manatee Bay, this can't be good under the surface, there or around the Florida Keys.
The corals are not happy with this level of hot water. They are bleaching. A lot of them are dying, I've heard, too. And these hot waters extend to great depth.
This all comes as sea surface temperatures around the world have broken monthly records for heat in April, May, and June.
That is just unimaginable heat. And here we are only in July. I mean, we've got another couple months of peak heating to go.
Scientists are careful to say there is some uncertainty with the 101 degree reading. The warmer water is also fuel for hurricanes. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.